Bartender, another shot if you don't mind. Oh, great. I run and you follow.
Hello to you, too.
Drink?
Gave it up a long time ago. And I do mean a long time ago.
You and your concept of time. You bore me.
I always did. I have no idea why, but it didn't stop me from sleeping at night.
You sleep? Lucky you. Another one, if you don't mind.
Tequila? How droll.
Don't judge me.
Too late.
Sure you don't want one?
Not into it anymore.
What are you into now?
I think you know.
Tell me.
Vengeance.
What we were created for. Go away, Alex. You bother me.
Speaking of which, I think the bartender is trying to decide whether he should bother you or not.
He's been thinking about it now for an hour or so.
And you stayed?
I haven't hurt anyone in a while. I'm out of practice.
You came out here in the middle of nowhere to pick a fight.
Call it what you want. Are you leaving?
We have to talk. And find our sister.
Best of luck with that. You might want to wait outside. This won't be pretty.
Sure. And Mara?
Yeah? What?
Never mind. You won't listen to me.
I did once upon a time. Hey, bartender! Come here a minute.
Why does she have to do this all the time?
Okay. I got that on my system, so let's talk.
One of them was here recently. In the past 2 days. That's it? That's all I get from you is a grunt? I suppose so. But that's what you get when you make a vow to say nothing for 1,000 years. Wait, there was more than one of them here. 2 of them. That's not good. If there are 2 of them together, that means they'll be looking for the 3rd. We need to find her before they do. How eloquent. Do me a favor, Farron. Go in the place and get them stirred up. I need as much fear as possible, and that's what you do best. And then I'll raise it to the ground. That's what I do best. We can't leave a trace of them for their sister to find. Well, quit staring at me and get on with it. Nice. I think the blade. Why not?
Do you know where she is?
Not sure. I thought you might know.
I haven't talked to her in 500 years. She's impossible to deal with, as you well know.
We're going to need her.
So you say.
Erin is back amongst the land of the living.
Call her Eris. I hate all these modern names that we've all given ourselves. Zeus calling himself Zeke? I mean, really, it's ridiculous.
We've always changed with the time. And forget about Zeke. He's not interested in the land of the living anymore.
He did once upon a time.
A long time ago, Mara.
Tisha won't want to see us.
Someone has to stop Erin. She's already killed.
So what? What's a few men here and there?
And I'm sure by now she's trailing us.
Meaning she found the bar. Is that what you mean?
Yes. All those people.
A conscience is something odd for you to get after all this time.
As you and I both know only too well, violence is the universal human language.
Too true. So?
We've taught them how to kill proficiently.
Where does your conscience come into this story?
There has to be a balance. The scales are too far the other way right now, and you know it.
Not our responsibility.
We helped bring them to this place.
I'm not going to argue the point. What does Erin want, Alex?
What else?
There's plenty of room in the underworld if that's what you're worried about.
She's killed one of our kind to do it.
Who? You're joking.
I'm not. Enyo. Is it funny?
It's not possible.
Reach out. You won't be able to find her. She's gone. Wiped out of existence.
It's still not possible.
You need to redefine what you think is possible and what isn't.
But why would she do that?
Kill the source for war? You tell me.
She's trying to pick a fight? With who?
With everything. Not so funny now, is it?
Where's Tisha, then?
Hidden away. We have to beat Aaron there, if we can.
Yes, yes, she's here. Just relax. I said relax. What's the worst that could happen? Look, she's right down there picking flowers. How quaint. Do me a favor, Farron, and hang back. You'll only cause problems, which is usually all good and well, but not right now. Hello there. Tisha, is it? Ignoring me won't make me go away, you know.
One move, and I cut off your head.
Ooh, nice. I didn't realize that you could still cast an illusion of yourself. And picking flowers, no less.
I knew you were here as soon as you landed.
Are you going to do something with that knife, or can we talk?
I was busy picking flowers.
You mean, truly? You're really here to pick flowers?
To live a life as far away from everything I've done in the past, and what you've done.
And your sisters?
Them as well.
They'll be here soon, you know.
I thought as much when I sensed your presence. You can tell Farron to stay away. I'm in no mood for him breathing all over me.
That's his best trait. Put the knife away.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Please.
I'm sure it would be a waste of my energy to even try and hurt you.
Look at you. I don't recognize you without your dress of blood.
It appealed to the Greeks, so I wore one.
And now you've given yourself over to agriculture.
These people are about peace.
They would be here in the heart of Tibet. You know where your place really is.
I'm not about starting wars anymore.
I am.
No doubt.
Enyo is dead.
That's a funny joke.
Search yourself. You know it's true. I did it.
It's not possible.
We live in a different age now. It may be that we all can die.
It can't be true.
Do you sense her?
I haven't even tried in over 100. She's not anywhere to be found.
She wouldn't be. The short of it, Tisha, is that it's war.
I'm not interested.
You will be.
With?
Us. First, of course. That's the natural course of things.
Hera and the others don't care anymore. They've moved on from playing with the world.
I haven't. I need you on my side.
Forget it.
Let's fight to decide.
No, I won't stand in your way.
You won't? Look at me when you say that.
I won't stand in your way. Wreak whatever havoc you want to, only leave me alone.
What is this? You're one of the three Furies, Tisha. In fact, the most vicious, the most brutal, the most violent.
Not anymore. That's not me.
You've suddenly repented, is that it?
I'm doing my best, yes.
It is impossible.
And I'm not a Fury. Not anymore. I'm no longer interested in what you and your brother do.
He's gone as well.
Of course he is. We served our purpose, Aaron. Those days are over. The Greeks were fool enough to call us gods.
They were idiots.
We were something much worse. Darker things, twisted things.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for all of us.
Tisha.
Just go. Now, take Farron with you.
Let me tell you what I have in mind.
I don't want to know. You don't seem to understand. I'm completely finished with all of it.
A Fury done with raging war. I don't believe it.
I'm the proof.
But your sisters...
I don't care about them either. Their plane just landed, by the way. You shouldn't be here when they arrive.
Oh, really?
Too many people here will die, and I don't want to see that.
You caring about these... Unreal.
Please, Aaron, I don't want any of this.
I'm leaving, but you'll change your mind.
I won't.
You always did in the past. We'll see each other soon. Farron, we're leaving.
Not to be too random or anything, but at times I missed Orestes.
Orestes? You're kidding me, right?
I do.
They embellish the story way too much.
That was their way. Some lesson they wanted to teach. That whole thing about us holding up a mirror in front of his face while he tried to get out of the underworld.
I actually liked that part. And our eyes bleeding.
Ridiculous.
He had his points, though. Brave, true, strong.
He loved too much.
And too well.
And us?
I don't want to talk about it.
What was his name?
What part of I don't want to talk about it do you not understand?
I loved once. Once. And before you ask, his name was William.
A strong name.
A writer. I helped him.
Let me guess. In writing tragedy?
How'd you know?
We've played that role before. Remember Dante?
The only poet worth knowing.
Why are we talking about all this?
It started with Orestes.
A hero.
Long since dead.
She loved him, you know.
Tisha? No, she didn't.
She did.
Is that why she left the world?
That's my guess. He didn't reciprocate, though. In the end, he loved his sister.
Half-sister. Get it right.
It doesn't really matter now, does it?
We'll ask Tisha when we see her.
You think she'll see us?
She saw Aaron.
No way. Wait. She did, and Aaron's left.
And she left a storm as part of her exit.
She's just showing off. She did that all the time.
If I know Aaron, she's going to do more than just leave a thunderstorm in her wake.
And she has Farron with her? Little Phobos? The personification of fear and panic?
I never did like him much.
Not many do. Go fig.
Yeah.
She's such a show-off. What's a little storm? She should try persecuting all murderers.
Ah, those were the days. What do you think she wants?
You tell me. None of our kind have been active for hundreds of years, and she suddenly appears out of nowhere with Farron?
Phobos.
Whatever. But if she did away with Enyo, it's something big.
And horrible.
And the only losers will be mankind.
Oh, right. Them.
Driver, our destination is right up at the base of that mountain. She picked quite a place to settle down.
She did at that. Can you sense her?
She's shielding herself from us. Just wait. It takes too much energy to maintain it.
That's exactly right!
Tisha, back off. We're not here to fight you.
That's not what happened last time. Watch yourself,
or I'll cut your arm off.
Why be so primitive, Tisha? Swords?
What about Alex?
She was always primitive. Put your blade down.
Not to be childish about it, but make me. Or did you not bring your sword with you?
I did, but I'm in no mood to play with you.
Alex is.
Would you put that thing away? We know Aaron was here.
Good for you. I told her no, if you want to know.
She isn't going to take that for an answer. From any of us.
You've gotten much better, Tisha. My compliments.
Shut up.
Would you two stop?
My answer will still be no. I do not want to be pulled back into the world.
Found your paradise, have you?
Yes, and I'm willing to kill for it.
None of us die that easy.
Enyo did, apparently. Wait! Stop!
No!
Alex, end this. Something's wrong.
Not possible.
Look again, sis. What is it, Mara?
Something isn't right.
It's Aaron. She left you a present.
What do you mean?
Up there, in the sky.
Missiles? But how? The people in the village, no!
Tisha, no!
You'll never make it!
She's gone. Why would Aaron do this?
Why do you think? She's trying to pick a fight.
But isn't that a bit of overkill? If you'll forgive the expression.
Can't stop them either.
All those people.
We've seen worse.
Unfortunately, we have.
Those people trusted me to keep them protected.
That really isn't in our line of work, is it, Tish?
Aaron knew where to hurt you. She sensed your attachment to the people here.
But what does she want? Just total chaos? That was tried once very long time ago, and it didn't work then. Why would she think it would?
We don't know what her plans are.
Are you going to draw your blade for another round?
No. Leave me alone. I have people to bury.
We'll help you.
I don't think we have much time. The Chinese military will know about the attack and send a force up here.
I can bury them myself. Just leave. I'll find somewhere to go and hide.
You won't be able to hide out after this, Tish. Aaron is serious.
I can see that.
We three sisters have to get the act back together again.
Our act? Being one of the Furies isn't an act, Alex.
If you say so.
Tish.
Yes, all right. Help me then.
We need to hurry.
Yes, yes, quit being a nuisance. I realized the missiles were a bit too much. I needed a way to make my point. Tisha has got to be pulled into this. Alex and Mara are in, and with Enyo gone, of course she had to go. Without continual conflict, we all disappear. Essentially, we die. And humans believe in violence. They preach against it, but use it to enforce their sermonizing. We need something big, something global. And this will be it. The door, Farron. And to think, a couple thousand years ago, we used magical words to open doors. Magic! How ridiculous, isn't it? Idiotic humans. Ugly, isn't it? We put a hole in this city and we start a war. One that involves everyone on the planet. We had a couple in the last century, but too many of our kind simply ignored it. Yes, well, that's true. Some of us were in the thick of it and drank deeply. We need to prime this. Be careful. I'm not a fan of the Russians as a people, but I sure do like their bomb-making abilities. We put a hole in Moscow 3 miles wide and we've lit the match. The Furies can be a part of it, or be taken out. And this device will do it. It's time to put in the final programming.
The gullible Greeks.
Those were the days, weren't they?
I'm glad you can be glib about it. They didn't know what we were.
We were their gods.
If only they knew. Something a lot more boring.
It would have been prosaic for them.
It wasn't humorous. It was deadly serious. They killed thousands on our behalf.
You killed a few as well, my dear.
How much further than Moscow?
2 hours. You should calm down.
You should leave me alone. I don't want to be here with the two of you. The sooner this is over, the better for me.
Are you still pining away over Orestes?
Shut up! What do you know about it?
Probably everything. He's so dead and gone.
All those years ago?
There wasn't anyone like him.
Oh, please. Hercules? Orpheus? What a beautiful specimen of a man he was. There was Achilles.
A butcher.
Like us.
We didn't understand our powers. No one did.
Hera did. Eros certainly did. There were too many of us.
Time has taken care of that. There aren't too many of us left.
And Enyo?
Another one gone. Aaron is striking out for one last grasp at power and adoration. The Greeks spoiled too many of our kind. Living without it all these centuries has made her mad.
Are we, do you think?
Most certainly. Orestes, he was so...
Don't finish that sentence, Tisha. It's over and done with.
And yet we still live from century to century.
Quiet! You're drawing attention to us.
And why not? Shouldn't they know their precious Moscow is about to be blown to pieces?
You really should keep your big mouth shut, Tish.
Alex!
Girls, let's not.
Freaks of nature, that's what we are.
Not exactly, but whatever works for you... We should focus our thoughts on the location of her device.
On it.
I think you're both crazy. She would be too obvious to do something so primitive.
A thermonuclear device isn't exactly primitive.
My question is why she's not masking its presence from us.
She isn't all powerful, you know.
And yet the Greeks labeled her one of the gods of war. Call me a nut, but that speaks volumes about her powers.
They just didn't understand that we were mutations. Born from some atmospheric disturbance in the Balkans.
Alex.
My apologies, I was reminiscing. And the Romans? Don't get me started on those idiots.
How about the bomb?
And we really want to stop it? We are the Furies, after all.
Our work was to punish the murderers.
And?
Aaron shouldn't be allowed to do this, and you know it. Quit pouting about Orestes and focus on the task at hand.
I'm going to need some quiet, ladies. I need to reach out with my thoughts and see where Erin has placed her surprise.
I can sense them. They're disembarking off the train in Moscow. Why take a train? They thought I wouldn't think of that, that's why. They don't know just how long I've prepared for this. That was a big one. Do you like the ocean, Farron? I'll take your silence as a profound no. You know what's about to slide off into the ocean, Farron? This beautiful, clean, salty ocean? No. The full embodiment of fear, that's what you are and why I need you. Take a good look, Farron. The ocean is about to have California slide off into it. Who needs to make a hole in the city of Moscow when I've got their launch codes to their nukes? And all of them aimed at the fault line here in the Golden State. And then whoosh! She sinks below the waves like Atlantis. That will trigger such a backlash that's never been seen on this planet. I take your grunt as approval. Let the countdown begin.
She didn't make much effort to cover her tracks.
Or secure this place.
It has a key code on the door.
Oh, please. Door open.
It's smaller than I thought it would be.
That's the modern age for you. Give me a good sword and a spear any day.
Any of you girls know how to dismantle this thing?
It's got a timer that will trigger that compression plunger.
And you know about bombs how? Wait, don't tell me. That would indicate I have some interest.
I know because...
She made it pretty clear about not wanting to know. You want to step in here and show us how it's done?
Do we really want to dismantle it?
Uh-oh. Someone just decided they were one of the Furies again.
We were entrusted to punish murderers, Tisha. We kept to that.
Only because others of our kind made that agreement. We filled a part of the Greeks' life that made it easier for them to exist.
There were trade-outs.
You're getting very close to mentioning Orestes again. Oh wait, I just did.
Not funny, Alex. He was more than just collateral damage.
We know.
You loved him.
I turned my back on the human race a long time ago.
We're human too, you know, Tish.
Not quite. In fact, not really when you get right down to it.
And not by choice, either.
This argument is thousands of years old. Do we dismantle this bomb or not?
We came a long way just to watch it blow a huge hole in Moscow.
She means we have to be united in our decision.
That's a myth. We don't.
I say we do it.
And save human lives, how droll of us.
Tisha, just to be perfectly clear, Orestes killed his mother.
Here we go.
If she was, correct me if I'm wrong, a murderer herself. She slaughtered her husband, who happened to be a king.
We are actually going to do this, aren't we?
He was supposed to be punished by us.
He committed an act of justice.
The bomb's timer just clicked. Is that a bad thing?
He didn't want you. He left with-
He wasn't supposed to go.
He fulfilled his part of the bargain to be forgiven. Erin let him go.
She encouraged him to go because she knew I loved him.
Something on the bomb just moved.
He didn't want you, Tish. He didn't love you. 2,400 years is long enough to pine away.
I'm not pining away. I want to be left alone.
Mara, Tish.
Alex, now is not the time.
It is the exact time. This bomb is about to blow.
Get out of the way!
Nice.
I know he didn't love me, just so you know.
Why were we able to dismantle this thing?
You hit the code and it shut down.
It didn't hit the code. Erin would never have made it easy to shut down. If she's wanting to bring war on a global scale, we wouldn't have been able to just walk in and...
You're right.
She lured us here. She came to see where my loyalties were. Erin understood that I would go back to you too and be a Fury.
I think you're right. She put this device here together at the last minute knowing we would be distracted.
From what she really meant to do. Whatever it is, she worked it out where we can't get there in time to stop her.
Hands.
What?
Give me your hands now.
Fine.
We haven't done this in 1,000...
Shut up, Tish.
I wonder if parts of Oregon will fall in as well.
That would be nice.
I don't really like Oregon. Too many trees and tree huggers. And Washington State. Oh, that would be lovely as well. I love it. The beginning of a global conflict this planet has never seen. I know we're immortal and all, but we should really leave here. Neither one of us could survive, immortal or not. As a matter of fact, the missile should be targeting the fault line as I stand here and speak. It should fly right over our heads any moment now. There they are. What do you mean they're not flying on their trajectory? Of course they are! The bomb in Moscow didn't quite distract them, did it? Look at them go. I'm zooming off into outer space. Not quite as I planned it. Yes, I know, I'm disappointed as well. But I'll get over it. A few thousand years gives one patience. I would like to get even, though. Come on.
Ugh, I've never been a fan of taverns.
They're called bars, Tish. They've been my home for over 50 years now, and why not?
She'll be here any minute now.
Okay, don't get all panicky. So we redirected her missiles. She'll regroup and try again.
She's coming here to kill us.
Please, taking on one of maybe, but not all three at the same time.
She has fair... Phobos.
I'm not afraid. Are you?
Don't know how to be. I'm one of the three Furies.
You sound silly, talking like that.
I took drama classes decades ago.
Didn't help.
There she is.
So predictable.
Ladies, I had a fault line I wanted to put a few...
Save it. We know and we took care of it.
You're overstepping your bounds and you know it. And you too, ugly.
So, it's a fight, is it? Remember, I killed Enyo. I can end your lives as well.
Try it, Erin. We are the Furies and we're not afraid of you.
And I'm the melodramatic one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to clear the room.
You've been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of The Furies. In the cast as Mara, Ashley Grega, as Erin, Emily Redfield, as Alex, Sela Tucker, and as Tisha, Ariana Webb. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.